Welcome to your five for today. Have you ever felt that somehow God is speaking to you? Maybe you've looked around at the wonder of his creation. Maybe you were looking out over a panoramic view over mountains and lakes. Or saw the way that a spider spins its web, or a caterpillar moves, or even the intricate insides of a delicate flower. Different things impress different people. For David the psalmist, it was the magnificence of looking up into the heavens and gazing at the stars. It caused him to announce, "The heavens declare the glory of God." God's creation tells us of his very existence. God shouts out to us through his handiwork. In fact, he tells us that we just can't remain undecided as to whether there is a God. We lie to ourselves if we say there's no God. And God himself, in his word, the Bible, says this would be foolish. Because since the creation of this world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So God speaks to us through what he has made. He tells us that he is there and we have no excuse. The Bible, often called God's word, is the very words of God, his messages, his instructions for us. Stop and think for a minute. If the Bible is what it says it is, God speaks to us every time we read the Bible. He spoke to his people in the Old Testament, and it came true. He told us the Lord Jesus Christ was coming, and that came true too. The psalmist states, "The entirety of your word is truth." Sometimes God speaks to us through circumstances, or by the words of a Christian who is living closely with God. God wants to communicate with us today, just as he did in various ways and in various times to his people. The good news for us is that in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. We often hear phrases, "Actions speak louder than words." I could tell my wife I loved her over and over again, but if I humiliated her in public or criticized her in front of her friends, she would soon know that those words were hollow. God's words aren't hollow. They aren't mere words. The way that God has spoken to us through his Son was to send him to take our place and die for us. We are all sinners, and we could do nothing about it. We deserve to be punished, and we couldn't escape. Thankfully, when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. This was the ultimate demonstration of love. If that doesn't speak to us, then nothing will. God wants us to respond. God spoke to a man called Jonah one day. Jonah heard him all right. He responded, but in the wrong way. He ran away. Well, he tried to anyway. God wasn't giving up on him. He sent a storm. He found himself in the deep ocean wrapped in seaweed, sinking to what he thought was his death. Oh, at that point, he really wished he'd made the right choice. You can't run away from God. He's everywhere. We cannot hide from God. God was gracious to Jonah. He sent the whale to swallow him and ultimately project him back to dry land. One more time to obey him. One more opportunity to listen and react in the correct way. God is giving you one more opportunity to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ so that you will be saved. Listen to the voice of God through the wise words of Mary, who said, "Whatever he says to you, do it." We would be wise to listen to God's voice today and obey it. Thank you for listening.